KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Well, in high school basketball last night, the Cam Cougars girls hoops team set the tone early and they never looked back in a runaway win over Colonesco in the girls class 1A region 7 final last night. The Cougars opened the game with a 16-0 run and they led 21-5 by the end of the first quarter. The Cougars pushed that lead to 39-15 by the end of the first half. The second half was a little shaky from time to time, but Cam still held a more than comfortable lead the rest of the way. The lead got above the 35-point mark late in the third quarter, so the rest of the game melted away in a hurry with a running clock in place. The Cougars hit 10 threes on the night in a great all-around performance. Paige McAfee dropped in 5 threes, finishing with 21 points. Madison Gettler added 13 points on the night. After the game, Gettler talked about the excitement of getting to state.
It means a lot. We've been trying for 4 years. We have a bunch of seniors on the team. We're really excited.
Fellow senior Macy Tickner talked about the Cougars executing the game plan to get up and down the floor.
Yeah, that was our goal. We run better when we're getting fast breaks and layups, and we set the pace for the game. So I think we did pretty well with that and started off strong.
Head coach Joe Woolham was impressed with the way his team played a complete game.
Absolutely. Defense was lights out all night. And then I think we made 11 threes. If we shoot the ball like that, we're going to be a tough out. So, you know, hopefully we can continue that. Wish we had a game tomorrow. Don't want this 7 or 8 day break.
The Cougars advanced to the girls' state basketball tournament for the first time since 1997 and just the second time as a Cam school district. The Cougars improved to 21-2 on the season. Coach Woolham said it'll be great to put a new banner on the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. That lone banner was getting pretty lonely up there. It'll be nice to take another one home for it.
Colonesco was led by 13 points from junior Riley Purvis as the Royals end their season with a record of 19-4. In other regional girls basketball finals last night, in Class 1A in Region 8, Newell Fonda beat Westwood 79-44. In Class 2A, Trainer over Woodbury Central in Region 8, 75-48. Dyke New Hartford beat Panorama 50-15 in Region 7 last night. Well, in boys basketball last night, Denison was able to hit enough free throws in overtime to hold off Atlantic 70-65 in a Class 3A boys district semifinal in Glenwood last night. Logan Riley and Chase Mullenix scored all the first quarter points for the Trojans as the two teams were even at 15-all after one. The second quarter was different, though, as the Monarchs opened on a 13-0 run to open up a 28-15 lead that looked insurmountable. Denison still led by 13 heading into the fourth quarter at 46-33 as each team was plagued by turnovers and sloppy play in the third. The fourth quarter, well, that was different. Atlantic began on a 20-7 run to tie the game at 53-all, and they battled to send the game into overtime at 63 apiece. Skylar Handlos nailed 3 3-pointers in the fourth quarter, and Mullenix had 12 of his team-high 26 points in that late rally. Now, the overtime period saw Atlantic make only one field goal, though. In fact, that was the only field goal by either team, as Denison made 7 of 12 free throw attempts for all of their overtime points. 6-foot-8-inch junior Gunner Ballou was a tough matchup for the Trojans, as Ballou finished with a game-high 32 points, including 10 of 12 from the free throw line, and Charlie Weavers had 11 points. The Monarchs improved to 17-4, and they advanced to the district final. Atlantic got 16 points from Logan Riley before he fouled out with 4:49 left in the fourth quarter, and Skylar Handlow scored 11. The Trojans finished their first season under coach Jeff Ebling with a mark of 9-12. Also last night in Glenwood, a bit of an upset. Creston knocked off the defending state champs in the first round of district, 66-57. Also in sub-state 8 at Carroll, the district semifinals saw Carroll beat Perry 86-46, Winterset over Harlan 67-51. In Class 4A substate quarterfinal play last night, Lewis Central beat Sioux City North 60-58, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 58-43. Those winners all advancing. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, number 3 Virginia beat number 20 Virginia Tech 64-58. Number 22 Wisconsin over Illinois 64-58. 23rd ranked Kansas State beat West Virginia 65-51. Tennessee's loss on Saturday was Duke's gain as the Blue Devils reclaimed the number 1 ranking in the Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Blue Devils received 58 of 64 first place votes to move to the top of the poll for the third time this season. Tennessee's 4-week reign atop the poll ended with an 86-69 loss at Kentucky. Second-ranked Gonzaga is followed by Virginia, Kentucky, and the Volunteers. Nevada, Michigan, North Carolina, Houston, and Michigan State round out the top 10. LSU made the week's biggest jump, climbing six spots to number 13 after last week's win at Kentucky. Iowa State is at 19 and Iowa at number 21 in this week's poll. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey is confident the 21st-ranked Hawkeyes will be able to handle the quick turnaround after their second straight win at the buzzer. The Hawkeyes are at home tonight against a Maryland team that's ranked 24th.
You have to be able to process a scouting report, execute it to the best of your ability, win or lose, learn from it, and then go to the next one. Anything short of that, and you're going to have losing streaks.
Maryland is 10-5 and a half game in front of the Hawkeyes in the Big Ten standings.
You know, our guys know and understand the quality of the team coming in here on Tuesday night. You know, I like to think that, you know, we do a good job getting them ready as coaches, and they do a good job as young guys who take a very professional approach to this and get themselves ready.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. Here's our plan tonight. We've got high school basketball first. It's a little early tonight because of the impending winter storm. They've moved the games up a bit. AHSTW will play Arweva at 5:30 tonight, and Exira EHK will follow with a game against Audubon at 7 o'clock. Those games in Elkhorn tonight. Now, as soon as that second contest is over, we'll get to the Iowa-Maryland game. The tip time on that game is set for 8 o'clock. Tonight, and we'll have all that action, or 7 o'clock rather, tonight. We'll have all that action for you as soon as we finish up. So we'll get you about the second half of that contest. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says Fred Hoiberg will be at tonight's game against Baylor. The 19th-ranked Cyclones are 8-4 in the Big 12 after a win at conference leader Kansas State.
He's the one guy that's really led the renaissance back of where Iowa State basketball is today. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be where it is today. Four straight losing seasons, and then he went to four NCAA tournaments, you know, two Big 12 tournament titles, a Sweet 16, and he left the program in a really good place for the next guy to take over.
Iowa State lost the first meeting of the season, but that was much different Baylor team. The Bears have been without their top three scorers due to injury, and they're 7-5 in the league.
A lot of respect for the job that they're doing and the way their kids compete, and so we know it's going to be a physical game, a game about toughness and discipline, and we got to match that challenge.
That game tonight. Now, also tonight, Drake has not only been a surprise in Darren DeVries' first season as head coach, but the Bulldogs are in the thick of the Missouri Valley title chase. With 2 weeks left, the Bulldogs are part of a three-way tie for the lead heading into tonight's home game against Bradley. Saturday's win over Valpo clinched the sixth 20-win season in Drake history.
It just means a lot in terms of what these guys have done, in terms of how they pulled together and believed in each other and, you know, stayed the course, you know. Had a lot of close games. They found a lot of different ways to win, which is an awesome kind of characteristic of a team that's pretty connected.
That is DeVries, who says a combination of youth and experience has been a plus for the Bulldogs. The key as of late has been the shooting of Brady Ellingson. The Iowa transfer is averaging 12 points a game and has made 15 of his last 25 three-pointers.
I think my teammates have been doing a great job of finding me when I'm open. I've been getting guarded pretty hard. And, you know, the times that I'm able to get free, they're finding me the ball in rhythm and just got to keep stroking it.
That game tonight in Des Moines. Well, after a 78-64 win at number 18 Kansas State Saturday that snapped the Wildcats' nine-game conference win streak, Iowa State's Lindell Wigginton was named the Big 12 Player of the Week, while Talen Horton-Tucker earned Big 12 Newcomer of the Week honors. As the Cyclone men's basketball team returns to the court tonight to face Baylor. Well, Michigan State forward Nick Ward is expected to be out at least a few weeks following surgery on his broken left hand. Ward was injured in Sunday's 62-44 win over Ohio State. He's the Spartans' second-leading scorer and third-leading rebounder. Former Arizona basketball coach Lute Olson has been hospitalized after suffering a minor stroke over the weekend. Banner University Medical Center said in a news release on Monday that the 84-year-old Hall of Famer is in good condition but will need some rehabilitation once he's released from the hospital. Doctors said 5 days after Olson's retirement in 2008 that the coach had suffered a previously undiagnosed stroke earlier that year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, Suite 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.